Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh. Announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune in to the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time to check the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and music calendar. More listings are available at wrct.org on the Events tab. Here's a sample of the listings at the WRCT radio calendar. Now through April 1st, at the Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street, on the South Side. The Brewhouse Association is presenting Lay Bear, curated by Zeal Eva, inviting 8 black women artists in Pittsburgh to answer the question, who would you be if you could be your most authentic self? Again, Lay Bear is on display at Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street, on the South Side through April 1st, and more information is at brewhousearts.org. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival is coming up. Various locations throughout the Cultural District, March 24th to the 26th. Internationally acclaimed artists and performers will join community leaders, academics, and changemakers from Pittsburgh and beyond at the 2023 Pittsburgh Humanities Festival. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival will be held at various locations of the Cultural District on March 24th through the 26th. For more information, visit trustarts.org. And here are some things from the WRCT Music Calendar. First, Lisa Alexander has an announcement for us.
Hi, I'm Lisa Alexander from Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. We are delighted to be presenting Hubby Jenkins with special guests Valerie and Benedict Turner on Saturday, March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. As an integral member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops and later Rhiannon Giddens Band, Hubby Jenkins is a talented multi-instrumentalist who endeavors to share his love and knowledge of old-time American music and has earned himself both Grammy and Americana Award nominations. The Piedmont Blues Acoustic Duo, comprised of Valerie and Benedict Turner, are ambassadors of country blues music and the Piedmont style of fingerpicking. Their mission is to help bring awareness to this unique aspect of African-American culture and to the contributions of early blues artists through performing and teaching. This concert on March 25th will be an evening you really don't want to miss. Tickets and information can be found on our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Thanks, Lisa. Friday the 17th at 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, the Beagle Brothers, along with the Pokemaniacs. Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, the Dirty Grass Players St. Paddy's Day Celebration. Tuesday the 21st at 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, an evening with Yo La Tengo. Wednesday the 22nd, I've got two things to tell you about at 8 p.m. At Club Cafe, John McEwen and the Circle Band. Also at 8 p.m. on the 22nd at the Thunderbird, Dust Bowl Revival. And Saturday the 25th, as Lisa told us, Calliope is presenting a Hubby Jenkins along with Benedict Turner and Valerie Turner at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Again, that's 7:30 p.m. on March 25th. Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m., UU Songspace at First Unitarian is presenting Celtic fusion band House of Hamel. I really like their music. UUSongspace.com to find more information. The WRCT radio and music calendars are heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. unless we are in the throes of automation and are available at WRCT.org. If your organization would like to post an event or an online event on our calendars, send email to music-calendar@WRCT.org or radio-calendar@WRCT.org. Submit notices at least 2 weeks in advance of the event date and be sure to include the venue, artist name or event title, date, time, and a short description. Hello again, everybody. It's Mando Richard, and it's time for another episode of the Black Diamond Show. In fact, this is episode number 213. I don't know what got into me this week, but I sort of got in the mood to play things that are all from this millennium, and I pretty much stuck to it. Looking down my list, I see I've got one thing from 1981 and one thing from 1951, but all the rest of it, well, except for our theme song, is coming in this millennium in which we are now living. Let's get things started, shall we? Here come the Grascals, and they've got a long list of heartaches.
You're at the top of my long list of heartaches, right up there with the worst of the worst I've ever known. A real master of disaster, you're my number one mistake, and you're holding down your spot at the top of my long list of heartaches. When we first met, I knew you were a cut above the rest. With your determination, you proved to be the best. They'll be singing your praises 100 years from now. Congratulations, here's to you. Stand up, take a bow. You're at the top of my long list of heartaches, right up there with the worst of the worst I've ever known. A real master of disaster, you're my number one mistake, and you're holding down your spot at the top of my long list of heartaches. Been torn to pieces more than a time or two, but nothing could prepare me for the things you put me through. when I compare my life's gone wrong, I think it's safe to say no competition next to you. You've blown them all away. You're at the top of my long list of heartaches, right up there with the worst of the worst I've ever known. A real master of disaster, you're my number one mistake, and you're holding down your spot at the top of my long list of heartaches. A real master of disaster, you're my number one mistake, and you're holding down your spot at the top of my long list of heartaches.
And the mind. memories back to 1953. Daddy moved to Cincinnati, spent his life on the factory line, but we never left West Virginia in our hearts and in our minds. You better get your things in order, that's what the doctor said. But I won't spend my final hours in some cold and lonely bed. Now I'm west of West Virginia, moving on through Tennessee, and the miles of misty memories back to 1953. Inside the garden where my daddy plowed the rows, and I drew the sparkling water, how many times nobody knows. There's a field where Bobby Baker fought for the hand of Ellen Black. I didn't know when he enlisted that he wasn't coming back. Now I'm west of West Virginia, moving on through Tennessee, and the miles of misty memories back to 1953. Through the tears of my dear Jenny, the doctor softly said he's gone. Now I'm west of West Virginia, and I'm finally moving on. Thank you.
tell from the look in your eyes that your intelligence was designed off of being alone and being insincere. I can't decide that it's criminal for you to lie or to cry for being alone and being insincere. Well, don't wake me up when the sun goes down. I wanna be here alone. Cause even when the sky breaks round, just a little bit upside down. A masquerade, it was a sight. Because even Albert Einstein defied, I'll now be in alone and be an insincere. Is it my disposition to say even Abe Lincoln was blue? Awful being alone and be an insincere. Sun goes down, I wanna be here alone. Cause even when the sky breaks round, I'll be your light turned just a little bit upside down. To the whole time of being alone and being insincere. Oh, Van Buren did not fight the imbalance of his height of being alone and being insincere. Sun goes down, I wanna be here alone. Cause even when the sky breaks round, I'll be your light turned just a little bit upside down. Upside down.
Musical bed while I tell you about the opening set of music on The Black Diamond Show is Bill Emerson playing Ticket to Alvarado from an anthology which came out in 2005 called the Stelling Banjo Anthology. Now, what was in that set? The Grascals got the show started with A Long List of Heartaches, the title track from a 2006 release. Then we heard George Jackson and Brad Klodner doing Neighbor Mike from George's 2021 record Hair and Hide. Then Dan Boner gave us West of West Virginia, the title track from his 2018 release. The last thing in the set was something from the year 2023, and Wolfpin Branch doing Alone and Insincere from their record Long Hill to Climb. Here comes a 2018 single from Darren and Brooke Aldridge. Thanks for tuning in to the Black Diamond Show.
There's a mirror in the bathroom I can't look at anymore. The reflection of my life has knocked me right down to the floor. And no matter what, I just can't catch a break. And the truth is, I've made some big mistakes. I'm going under, Lord, give me a hand. I'm going under, only you would understand. I'm in way too deep. Could you take this soul to keep? Would you reach out to me? I'm going under. Something else lives in its place. Hopelessness and anger are taking all the space. And I'm just barely holding on. And my will to survive is almost gone. I'm going under. Lord, give me a hand. I'm going under. I'm in way too deep. Could you take this soul to keep? Would you reach out to me? I'm going under. I could drown myself in sorrow. The water's halfway to my knees. But they say if I surrender, you'll be the strength I need. If you would. I tried this by myself, and it's broke me to this place. If I give my life to you now, would you wash my sins away?
Never love me, you never care. The feelings you don't have, you made it clear. You want a clean slate and to be with her. I was a mistake, sorry for the hurt. But what do I do with this heartache of mine? I love you, I hate you, it's all intertwined. Making a clean slate. Chase was fun till you caught this gal. Well, I stopped running and I fell in love. You caught a new sin and off you were. But way.
And carefree, I thought trod, it will lead you to
to a really fun version of Banjo Signal from Tim Graves and the Farmhands from a record they put out in 2022 called Bluegrass DNA. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about that last set of music here on the Black Diamond Show. We start off with Darren and Brooke Aldridge doing I'm Going Under, a single from the year 2018. Then Starlet and Big John from their most recent record, Living in the South, which came out in 2022, you heard Clean Slate. Then Kenny and Amanda Smith did a really great song, It Takes a Lot of You for Me. That's from their 2020 release with you. And the last thing was Yes from another duo, another male and female duo, Bill Grant and Delia Bell. And this one goes back to 1981, and it's The Rock Pile. And that's from their old Rebel LP, Rollin'. Here comes something from a Dry Branch Fire Squad release that came out in the year 2009, Little Joe.
What will the birds do, mother, in the spring? Will they gather the crumbs around my door? And as Quajo wanders out the morn, and what will my kitten do, mother, all alone? Will he stop his frolic for a day? Will he lie on the rug by the side of my bed like he did before Joe went away? When you ask him for flowers for me, will he give you the rose he has tended with care, the first blooms on the tree? I can see tears bomb in his honest eyes. He said it was the wind that brought him there. Will he notice my cheeks growing paler each day, his hand trembling over my hair? And Keetag, mother, my poor little dog, I know he'll mourn for me too. Keep him till old and useless it grows, sleeping the whole summer through. Just show him my coat, Mom, so he won't forget his master, then will be dead. And speak to him kindly and often of Joe, and pat him on his brown, shaggy head. dearest mother may miss me for a while, but in heaven, no larger I grow. And any kind danger, you know, at the gate, we'll ask for your darling little Joe. And any kind angel you meet at the gate, we'll know about your darling little Joe.
She's just a girl, a face without a name. She won't take the blame, ain't that a shame? Passers-by don't know the load she bears, a smile she wears, pretending that she cares. I can tell her that I love her by all the stars above her. She ain't coming, she ain't going, she ain't saying. Even if she's knowing. On my mind, what's hers is hers, what's mine is mine. I can tell her that I love her by all the stars above her. She ain't coming, she ain't going, she ain't saying, even if she's knowing. Said she's gone, she's leaving me today. She can't stay, there ain't no way. And like a fool, I just stop and stare, smile and wear, pretending I don't care. I can tell her that I love her by all the stars above her. She ain't coming, she ain't going, she ain't saying, even if she's knowing. I can tell her by all the stars above her. She ain't coming, she ain't going, she ain't saying, even if she's knowing.
Take a whiskey, thinking that'll get me to the other side of the pain. Girl, I'm gone like it ain't no pain. Train, like a big jet plane, like a cloud of smoke in a hurricane. Girl, I'm gone like it ain't no thing, moving on wide open to the passing lane. Full tank of whiskey, thinking that'll get me to the other side of the pain. Girl, I'm gone like it ain't no thing. Yeah, I'm gone like it ain't no thing.
Listening to Tony Rice play Danny Boy, an old Irish air. This is from his 2000 record Unit of Measure. And that's the musical bed while I tell you about that last set of music here on the Black Diamond Show. Dry Branch Fire Squad start off with Little Joe from their 2009 record Echoes of the Mountain. Then we heard from Michael Cleveland Flamekeeper's 2014 record On Down the Line, She Ain't Sayin'. Then from out in the Pacific Northwest, though I think he actually lives in Nashville now, Zach Top gave us Like It Ain't No Thing. That was from a self-titled EP he put out in 2021. And the last thing in that set was the Burnett Sisters, along with Colin Ray on the banjo, doing I'm Leaving You This Lonesome Song from their release, Long Way From Home, which, as I said, came out in 2020. Got two gospel numbers for you. The first one is from back in 1951. It's from Cecil Surratt and his West Virginia Ramblers.
Oh, where would you spend eternity if death should call you today? Today, where would you spend eternity? Are you ready to go home? Where would you spend eternity? Oh, where would you spend eternity if death should call you today? Are you ready to go home? Where would you spend eternity? That day. Oh, where would you spend eternity if death should call you today? Are you ready to go home? Where would you spend eternity?
Singing round the throne, I'll live there for endless ages. I'll be happy in my home. I recall the time that Jesus saved me. He heard my meek and humble prayer. Was then the time I had a vision, and this is what I saw up there. Golden mansions by the million, angels singing round the throne. I'll live there for endless ages. I'll be happy in my home. I went to heaven. I saw Jesus first of all, and then I went to meet my loved ones, and this is part of what I saw. Golden mansions by the millions, angels singing round the throne. I'll live there for endless ages. I'll be happy in my home. being round the throne. I'll live there for endless ages. I'll be happy in my home.
I sure hope you enjoyed today's Black Diamond Show. Let me tell you about our last two gospel numbers. Cecil Sartre and his West Virginia Ramblers gave us Where Will You Spend Eternity? That's from back in 1951. I played it from a compilation called Bluegrass Early Cuts, 1931 to 1953. And then Jeremy Stevens from his 2021 release How I Hear It gave us I'll Be Happy in My Home, featuring Paul Brewster there singing with him. Well, I'm happy in my home. I hope you're happy in your home. Hope you enjoyed the two gospel numbers. Hope you enjoyed the entire Black Diamond Show. You can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, the headline for this first story certainly sounds like I'm jumping on a right-wing trope. The headline is, the attacks on free speech in this country are rising dramatically. And yeah, I'm saying the same thing that right-wingers are saying, except the attacks are being carried out by the American right wing. And it is yet another one of these instances of how projection is the name of the game. The right continuing to accuse the left of that which they themselves are guilty of. Allegations are confessions. Democrats are going to try to steal an election in 2020. Democrats didn't. Democrats won. But it was those very Republicans who tried to steal an election that they did not win. They accuse the left, but do it themselves. And when it comes to attacks on free speech, that is exactly what we are seeing. We are going to link in the description to the YouTube clip for this story, to three different Associated Press articles with numerous examples of chilling free speech suppressing actions carried out or attempted by the right. And the categories are numerous. You have the book banning efforts surging in 2022, according to the Library Association. You have book ban efforts that succeeded at record numbers in 2021. Florida, a Republican-led state by Ron DeSantis and a Republican legislature, has the third largest number of book ban incidents at schools. You have states proposing restrictions on drag performances. And again, you have to understand that all of these are types of speech, artistic performances, community events, books that have been written. All of these are forms of speech where either the purveyors of the speech themselves, in the case of drag performers, or the conduits to the speech, so like a school library, for example, are being told you can't decide for yourself what to offer. And also in many cases, parents can't even decide for themselves, because remember, when you have a drag performance, you are leaving it up to the performers to organize the event. But when it comes to things like Drag Time Story Hour or whatever the case may be, you are leaving it up to the parents to decide for themselves without the oppressive hand of government. whether they want to take their kids to such a performance or not. And you see speech limited or attempted to be limited almost exclusively by Republicans all over the country. We talked a little bit about that Tennessee bill, which is functioning by categorizing drag performances as adult performances equivalent to, for example, a strip club, and then banning such performances from any place where there could be minors and from all public property. So if you think, wow, drag time story hour at a park, there could be minors and it's public property, it is banned. In Idaho, we saw an art exhibit censored and teens told they couldn't testify in some legislative hearings. Back to Florida, there's this proposal we talked about to make bloggers register if they write or plan to write posts, articles, criticizing elected officials. Also in Florida, we saw Ron DeSantis pull Hyatt Regency's liquor license.